to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Woo!
Yeah, oh. I'm not doing that.
Oh. Oh, the desert is still inside of me.
It did us dirty this weekend. It really did.
Camel Nation, Nico and Cheyenne, I told you we'd be back today, this morning, 6 o'clock. Here we are.
And we are, you know, making good on that promise. against our wills, but we're
to say the least. Almost got into 15 wrecks on the way in. I think maybe because I didn't drive for 4 days straight.
You forgot how to drive.
Getting back on the road was like, whoa, it's a jungle out here.
You're not wrong. It's not safe. It is wild. It's the Wild West out on those roads.
So we just returned from Camel Country Thunder on a most epic 2025 Country Thunder.
What time did you get home last night?
10:25.
I was right ahead of you. I was home at about 10:10.
Yeah, I had to stop for gas and stuff. And also, I just wanted a Red Bull to wake up because that Price Road.
That could have been really bad.
It's very dark and very scary.
I know.
And I didn't have anything to drink, obviously, thank God. I wasn't drinking and driving. I wasn't implying that, but I was saying that I had to be so super sharp because I literally hadn't been behind the vehicle, the road. Behind the road.
You were behind the road.
Behind the wheel. And we're falling apart. And also, I would like to read a poem I just wrote.
Just now?
Yeah.
Is that what you were pinning over there?
Yeah. You saw me write it.
Okay. I would like to hear your poem.
It's a poem. Dear shower, let me tell you how much I love thee. Your powerful stream straight to my face is magical. Oh, how I missed you. Always be golden. Always be golden, my beautiful shower.
Your shower was golden?
Wow. Isn't that what you say when something's really good?
A golden shower. Do you know what a golden shower is?
If somebody does something really well, you go, you're golden, my man.
I don't think I've ever said that, but I get it.
That's what my shower is.
Although a golden shower was a choice phrase that you used.
Well, I told you what it meant. I meant it was awesome.
I will say, getting home last night to shower was iconic.
Oh, you showered last night?
I did.
I could not.
Because I can't believe I forgot it, actually. I have like a rubber, I don't use a washcloth, and actually Abe put me onto this thingy. It's like a rubber shower. It's like a rubber loofah, basically, that doesn't collect bacteria because I can clean it, and I forgot it. And I didn't have a wash rag, so I really just didn't feel clean at all this weekend.
Yeah.
And so I got home. I scrubbed my body from head to toe for like 10 minutes.
The showers in an RV, no matter which way you dice it, are not always going to come up short.
Yeah.
It's not going to be my golden shower. That thing was amazing this morning.
Oh my gosh.
Eddie Hoosies, coming up on the show, we're going to talk everything Country Thunder. If you missed out or if you were there and you want to relive it, guess what?
We're bringing it to you.
We're bringing it to you. Well, we also had a time to chant with Bailey Zimmerman last night.
We chanted. It was a thing that we did.
Josh Ross.
Yeah, he's great.
We're going to play him back on the radio today because we never had that opportunity. So stick around. All things Country Thunder relived on the radio.
Womp, womp, womp.
Stick around, Camel Nation. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Number one, let's congratulate Zoe on being pregnant.
Yay! I love a good pregnancy.
So beautiful, man. I love not only a good pregnancy, but also favors that come with the pregnancy.
Oh, I never had that, so that sounds really great.
You poor thing.
I know.
Zoe's husband, Tanner, wants to hook her up with unlimited Starbucks runs while she's pregnant and only to be cashed in while she's pregnant.
That's delightful.
Hello?
Hi, is this Zoe?
Yeah, this is Zoe. You've called me like 10 times.
Yeah, I'm glad I got you. Thank you, Zoe. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Unfamiliar.
Well,
what can I help you with?
Allow me to familiarize. I break news every single day to people of importance. And today, the person that has requested the news breaking to you is your husband, Tanner.
What?
Yeah.
What does he want?
He wanted me to tell you that during your pregnancy, which congratulations, number one on that.
Well, thank you.
You have an unlimited run to Starbucks requests, never ending, during your pregnancy. From Tan Tan.
Oh, did he really said that?
Yeah.
Oh, good, because he always complains.
Yeah, I see why he complains. This is ridiculous.
Oh, no, he told you my order?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed.
So whenever you need your quad espresso, 4 pumps of sugar-free vanilla iced, 1 inch of heavy cream latte, he is going to get it for you.
Oh, my God, I love him so much.
I have questions.
It's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. Zoe, thank you so much for letting us in on this situation. Cheyenne has a question.
Question number one is, how does one find out that they only want 1 inch of heavy cream?
Yeah, what's the 1 inch of heavy cream thing?
Okay, well, I went kind of crazy when I realized that you don't have to order from the menu. You can like do a custom order or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I love the cream, but I don't like too much of it.
Zoe, you know they hate you.
So one time I just...
They're like, Zoe's back!
Okay. Well, the barista shouldn't have said that they could accommodate me.
Well, that is their job. That is their job. I'm with you on that.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's awesome news.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Also, use and abuse your unlimited Starbucks runs, because it sounds like once pregnancy is over, those are going to go away. So enjoy it while you can.
Immediately after you give birth.
Oh, I will. I have, 6 months?
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
The problem is the dust, Cheyenne.
Oh, the problem is absolutely the dust.
It just doesn't go away. If there was no dust in the desert, we would all be much happier.
You're 100% right.
But it's also part of the charm.
We could move Country Thunder to the middle of downtown Phoenix, where there is no dust.
What?
But it would not be a country concert.
It would not be the same. You could do a country music concert, but not a festival.
Not a festival.
Camping out on Washington and 6th Street. Would actually people do that already?
Yeah, that would be pretty much would just be fitting in with the locals. That's bad.
That's really bad. We're back. I hope everybody had a fantastic Country Thunder. Looking forward to 2026.
We did have a great Country Thunder. We hit a lot of the campsites.
Yes.
We saw a lot of really great people. Had jello shots with lots of people, which was fun.
Oh yeah.
I enjoyed that. I also had this very delicious vodka lemonade out of a keg aerator on wheels.
It was amazing. That man was cruising around on a bicycle with that thing.
Very delightful.
I'd like to tell a quick story.
I'd like to listen to it.
I said, we need booty cheeks for an Instagram post.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, if you would like to, go to Camel1079 on Instagram. KMLE1079. And vote, please, who had the best cheeks of Country Thunder 2025. Because I said to one of our promotions assistants, I said, look, we need man cheeks and we need them immediately. And I swear to you, right when we hit the campgrounds, not even 3 minutes later, there was a man walking around in a thong.
Yep. And Jesus delivered.
We got those cheeks and they're up on our Instagram, and we want you to vote, please, because obviously it's a challenge.
Yeah.
At Camel1079 on Instagram, KMLE1079.
I also
thank
love
you, Mucho,
that he had tattoos on both of his booty cheeks.
We will not tell you what it said.
You can figure it
well,
out.
Well, it was a 2-word phrase. The second word was yeah.
Yeah. And the first word started with an F. So you can figure that out.
Put it together. So we also got to talk to Josh Ross, who's an up and coming artist. Super. You know what? Canadians are always pleasant, though.
He's very polite.
He's just pleasant.
Yes.
He's a wave of good vibes and fresh air, and I loved it.
Love him.
All right, and we're going to play that back in a couple minutes when okay. Cheyenne had a voice.
It was definitely a little bit better than it is right now.
So stick around, Camel Nation, bringing you back to Camel Country Thunder 2025 with Josh Ross next.
We haven't gotten to know each other yet.
There we go.
Eventually, we'll get each other's quirks down.
Yes.
We'll be finishing each other's meals.
Sentences.
Sandwiches.
Oh, I was going sandwiches.
That's
sandwiches
what I was going to sure. say.
I could go for a sandwich.
Uncrustables, yes or no?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Dude, right?
I saw a TikTok where you could like toast them on like on the fire.
It's next level.
Ooh.
You gotta do that.
Maybe spread some peanut butter on top of an Uncrustable. Mm.
That's wild. That's
extra.
Double
dipped.
I double PB.
Yeah, you did.
I'm a PB.
I'm more of a jelly. I like some jelly.
I like extra jelly. A little bit of peanut butter just so much jelly.
I love jelly.
Josh, let me ask you a question. When you're making a PB&J, our producer does this. Oh, I think it's the craziest thing ever.
It drives me insane.
He puts peanut butter on both sides of bread. And then
that's crazy.
He puts the jelly on top of the peanut butter.
Oh my gosh.
I like a lot of PB, but I will overload the one side.
Re-dipping in the jelly and you got the peanut butter.
Yeah.
He was like, it conceals the jelly so you don't get drippage. And I was like, no.
But I like the drippage.
When you're licking the bread, like...
Drippage is good.
Drippage?
I can't stand the, like, if you get the peanut butter in the jelly jar or vice versa.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
That throws me off.
Yeah, yeah.
It gives the choice to do peanut butter on both sides of your PB&J gives cereal killer vibes.
Yeah.
It does. Sure. Little crazy.
This is serious.
Little crazy.
I once came home.
This is a weird conversation. This is great.
Hey, we're talking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
We're talking peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with Josh Ross, everybody. This is an amazing way to kick off Sunday of Country Thunder.
The last day.
All I'm thinking is PB&J now.
I feel like that's a trick question because no, we're so excited. We love to be here, but also we're tired.
Time to party tonight.
I have to work at 5:30 in the morning, sir.
Stay up till 5:30.
Josh,
we'll show you how to do it.
Being a Canadian,
yes.
Is this like the weirdest place you've ever been in your entire life?
Just the middle of the desert?
Yeah, like at a music festival in the middle of the desert?
As a child, if you like thrown me in this environment or something, I would have been like, what happened to the world?
Where are we, eh?
Where are we, eh? Yeah. No, I don't know. I've always like loved traveling and I am definitely built for the warmth, so I enjoy this.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So growing up in Canada where it's very cold, wasn't your jam?
I just never, like, you know, you had no choice. So, like, you know, you would dress up and, you know, stay warm. But as soon as I moved to Nashville in 2018, I go home now and I'm like a baby. I'm like, this is so cold. I can't do this.
You know what's funny? So I'm from Washington State.
Yeah.
And it gets very cold there too, obviously.
Yeah.
And I always say that when I go home, it's the worst. The cold weather when you are a warm weather human awful.
I've changed.
You have changed. Do your friends tell you that?
You've changed. My dad would go home and he was like, wants to go ice fishing. I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of cold. He's like, you've changed.
And you're like, I'm aware.
You are kind of between accents though. Like Keith Urban is still full Australian, but he sings with the country southern accent, which is
interesting,
right?
Because
you're like, wait a second, shouldn't you be like, hi, everybody, y'all don't know what you're talking about, mate? But you're shedding the Canadian.
Here's the thing. I'm not around a lot of, like, everybody on the bus, I think, other than Jordan, is not Canadian. So, I mean, I'm surrounded by...
Yeah, yeah.
It's from Nashville, South Carolina, whatever it is. So I don't hear the outs and abouts and A's anymore.
Pasta.
But it's also just like, it's so close to like, where I grew up is like so close to like Michigan or, you know. So
where'd you grow up?
Between like Detroit and Buffalo, Ontario.
I grew up in Detroit.
Okay, so like...
You're basically related.
Near the Windsor border.
We are probably brothers, I think.
The Ambassador Bridge.
Yeah, the Ambassador Bridge.
Yeah.
I have a question. Nico and I both, we follow that Instagram page. What is it? What's that Canadian city that starts with W?
Windsor.
No, the other one.
Oh, Winnipeg.
Wild and Out in Winnipeg.
That sounds crazy.
You have to follow it because it is the craziest Instagram page I've ever followed.
We were just in Winnipeg, and let me tell you, those people, the weather is not even...
that's not the worst of their worries.
No. They're out there in shorts and t-shirt. It's like, it's minus
it's
10 Fahrenheit.
They're so crazy out there that the weather
somehow
is just kind of like...
Somehow they have a tan, and you're not sure how they got a tan.
It's like, you're like, I have a lot of questions.
Frostbite.
It's not a tan, it's frostbite. That's so funny.
Oh, man. So you ready for this?
I'm excited. It's cool to be back here. I think I played here at like 2 o'clock or 2:30. a couple years ago. So we're moving up. It's
beautiful.
It was an early time. I think you like kicked off the day or you were like the second one.
I think I was maybe first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now look at you.
We're working at it. We're working the singles moving, which is super exciting. And we're just getting started. So.
All right. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Camel Nation.
We'll see you in a bit.
Tucker Wetmore was so good.
He crushed his set on Thursday.
I was not expecting that.
Neither was I, but I have to tell you a really funny story.
What's your story?
So I was sitting there watching Tucker set, and he's like, you know, they have the Jumbotrons, and he's, you know, on the thing. And Drew Blando walks over to me, and he goes, hey, I got a question for you. Which, with Drew,
you never know what's going
to
happen.
If he says something like that, you have to be prepared for the most out-of-pocket statement. Because he's kind of wild.
Yeah.
And he goes, does Tucker kind of remind you of a giraffe? And I went, what? Look at him. He's got tan pants and really long legs. And he does. Tucker has really long legs. Not as long as of a torso. So he does have these oddly long legs. And I kind of went,
I feel him on that. I feel him on that. While most people would be like, the giraffe has the longest neck. Other people would be like, you know what? But their legs are also very strong, slender and long.
Very slender and long. So
Tucker Wetmore, there you go.
Kind of made sense with his tan pants.
We got a chance to hang out with him and speak to him. All this is available, by the way, on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So if you want to check out the videos, we have like a whole Country Thunder thing. Just search at Camel1079 on YouTube. And also, we got a chance to speak to the man, the myth, the legend, Keith Urban. I didn't know he was a real person until I saw him in person.
Because I've never actually talked to him.
Because he's just kind of so untouchable.
So untouchable.
And the fact that he spent some time with us chit-chatting, which was exactly what we do. We chit-chat. And it was so fun. So we're going to play that coming up next. Stick around. Little 2025 Afterglow Country Thunder magic.
It is pure magic.
With Keith Urban next.
It is Nico and Cheyenne live with Keith Urban at Country Thunder.
We made it.
Hey! Woo! First and foremost, I like the shirt.
Yeah, I gotta rock the local merch.
You
it's
have
important.
To rock the local merch because merch is important, right? Merch is important.
Keith, I gotta ask you, your schedule has to look like the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
How did you fit time to come here to Florence to perform for Arizona?
I love playing here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We got a full moon. It's beautiful out. Everybody's in good spirits.
Things are about to get crazy with the full moon.
Always.
Are we ready for it?
Yeah, born for it.
Absolutely love that. Keith, you got a lot of things going on in your life right now. You're getting ready to start your world tour.
Yeah.
With one of my favorite people, Chase Matthew. I'm so excited that you have him on. When you get ready for a world tour, is there certain cities that you're like, I don't care what happens, I need to hit this place because you love it so much?
Phoenix, right? Yeah, we go. We're going to get to go to all my favorite places. So I know we're coming here at some point, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You are from Whangarei.
Yeah, Whangarei. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
He's been working on it all day.
We did a little trivia contest for everybody. Where is now, Keith Urban from?
Bear in mind. Oh, right. Okay. I was going to say, I was barely two when my parents moved to Australia, so.
But you were not born in Australia.
No. So New Zealand.
So, yes, we had to get that corrected today because people got it wrong.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But we got it right.
Trick question.
In the music making process, I have to know this because I just started my son on guitar. He's 7 years old. He's just barely learning chords. And you are a guitar. What would you call yourself? Like a guitar player? Like,
guitar expert?
That's very humble of you. Like phenom or
student.
A student of the game?
Always.
What do you love more about making music? Is it the playing of the guitar or is it the singing? Like, what part really gets you going?
It's all the same thing for me, you know? I feel like a duet between what I do and my guitar. It all feels like one thing.
Can you do that hand motion?
Can you do that hand motion for the crowd?
The what? I don't know what I'm doing.
This thing. You also are debuting a new show that you're on called The Road in the fall.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. Like, what was that? What's that experience been like? Because not everybody gets to do something like that.
No. So it's Blake Shelton and me. Taylor Sheraton is the producer along with us. Gretchen Wilson is the tour manager of everybody.
Love that.
So
I feel like that's crazy and chaotic in itself.
It's a wild ride. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
A little bit of redneck, a little bit of standing on the lawn in your bare feet.
Yep.
I love that.
You're doing music? Now you're doing TV?
Yeah.
When are you going to be in the movies?
My wife's got that covered.
I'm good. I'm good. I've seen that outside world.
Yeah.
Anything big coming up for you that you want to, you know, let Camel Nation in on a little bit?
I mean, the tour is kind of everything. We haven't toured properly since 2022, so I'm ready to get going.
Well, we're ready for you to get going also.
Yeah, thank you.
Love
and
that.
It starts at Country Thunder, baby.
That's right, exactly.
Everybody,
Keith, thank you so much for hanging out.
My pleasure.
Put your hands together for Keith Urban.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Happy Country Thunder Monday.
Yay.
The day after the thunder has settled in the desert. Holy.
Actually, it's probably still rocking because people were out there partying last night. Dust will settle later today.
Oh, yeah. The line to get out of Country Thunder is just starting right now.
Yeah, 100%. Which is why we chose to come home last night instead of today.
For those that are about to embark on that journey, we embrace you.
Godspeed. We'll be here with you.
We wish you luck on that one because I was like, no.
No, thank you.
There's no chance.
I don't do lines in general. So
lines to leak. Can you imagine, like, for things that you've lined up for, which you are an avid Disneyland lover and goer?
It's the only thing I stand in line for.
Can you imagine if they were like, hey, thanks for taking the ride on Space Mountain. You're now going to have to wait to get out of here.
I would lose my mind.
That would be the worst thing in the... Oh, my God. I'm making it sound so terrible. I'm so... Okay, Camel Nation, if you're in line right now or you're leaving Country Thunder, I'm sorry.
But we also were up early, and we're here with you.
Yeah, so. We're working, okay?
Yeah.
Way
you
worse than being
be doing
in line.
That.
I don't know. I'm not helping the situation. Last night, Bailey Zimmerman, the wild card... You never know what you're going to get from him.
He's crazy in a good way.
He absolutely went bonkers on stage. And also, he went bonkers talking to us. And we have it on tape.
All the audio.
Who says tape?
You.
Nobody tapes anything anymore. We recorded it.
We did. We recorded it.
And we're going to play it coming up next. So if you love your Bailey Zimmerman, you want a little Bailey action, you want some Baileys in your coffee...
Actually sounds really good.
We'll give it to you next. Stick around.
Everyone is excited. The Camel Nation came out strong in force to see Bailey Zimmerman. It is Nico and Cheyenne. Welcome, number one, to our stage. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Having me. Sorry. Thank you for having me, man. This is crazy. I love that everybody's around us right now. It really hypes me up.
It's like, pretty great.
Getting me pumped
like
up,
the minute you hit the stairs at the top, your energy level soared because you run on that kind of vibe. Yeah. That's your thing.
If I show up to a party and it's lit, I'm in.
I love that.
Yes. I can turn it on anytime. I'm ready.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, this is a really big day for you, though, because the last time you were here was 2022.
Yep.
You had like a 2 p.m. spot.
Yeah.
It was early.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're headlining Sunday night.
Let's go.
That's amazing. We've heard you sound check and rehearse all day long. We're super excited. What can we expect from your show tonight?
You can expect 110%. It's the last show of the weekend. So I'm giving all I got tonight. And with it being such a full circle moment, you know, coming from just 3 years ago, I'm just going to get everything I got. So... be ready to dance. I said on my Instagram, bring your freaking party pants.
I did see that.
Because we are going to burn this freaking place down, baby. Yes.
Speaking of pants, I have to know, are these Kill Crew shorts?
These are not Kill Crew, but I do wear Kill Crew a lot. But these are not. I don't know what these are, actually.
I like those.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're not talking about the shorts. We're talking about the Crocs.
I don't want to
talk about Crocs.
No.
Let's talk about how great Crocs are.
Yes, let's do it.
Crocs are a very versatile
shoe.
I get up in the morning.
Crocs.
What do? Put my Crocs on. Go outside.
Slide the Crocs on.
Oh, need to walk the dog? Put the Crocs on. Oh, need to go in the water? Take your socks off. Put your Crocs on.
Do you want to know what all of those things have in common? Those are all the things you should do in Crocs. What you shouldn't do is wear them outside the house. In public with regular clothes on.
It's my thing. Yes. No. Embrace the Crocs. Let's not hate on the Crocs.
I can't embrace
this. This is 2025. Yes. Let's embrace things. All right, come on, man.
They're so comfortable. I have fallen asleep in my Crocs.
I fall asleep in my Crocs just all the time.
Out cold in Crocs.
Yeah.
This is the most bro conversation we've had all day.
You just flip them right on. I've got the little doggies on mine.
You have matching puppies.
Yeah. Love that.
You've got dogs on your dogs.
I got my dogs on my dogs.
Which one's Marley May?
So I would say this one's Marley and this one's Pie.
Okay.
All right. How did you decide? Do you have a favorite?
I just chose right now.
Just yep.
See that? We're picking names. We're doing things. So, Country Thunder, obviously, it's the fourth day in a row that these animals have been out here partying like crazy. We're ready for you to kick the energy back up again, and we can't wait for the performance tonight, man.
Hey, if you're going to put an over-under on it, I wouldn't bet against me tonight. We're going to freaking burn this place down. Let's go!
Camel Country, good morning.
Is this Nico and Cheyenne?
Yeah. Hey, how are you, man?
Stays.
Who is this?
I'm doing good. How are you guys holding up?
We're alive, surviving, and breathing.
Struggle bus.
I have a 7-year-old that we listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, man. Okay. Oh, hey, okay.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Elijah.
Elijah, well, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to this morning?
Nothing, about to go to school.
What grade are you in?
First, I like my levels is above first grade, though.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
So he's in first grade, but he's like reading at like a mid to late second grade.
Elijah, that's so awesome. You should be really proud of yourself.
So, yeah, not only is Elijah very smart, but he's a little braggadocious.
And I'm here for it. Because you should absolutely brag about that.
Well, hey, Elijah, thanks for listening, bud. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're so cute.
Have fun at school today.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, you guys also.
Thanks for checking in. Have a great one, guys. Bye.
Bye.
And we're back.
We're good to go.
We're back.
We got limbered up for Ashley McBride right now.
We got to stretch the jeans and get ready. Samesies.
You ever jumped in a jumper? Found out.
Jumped in a jumper?
I was in a jumper and I jumped.
Wait, CMA Fest. Have you ever gotten jumped while jumping in a jumper?
That sounds terrible.
Sounds like an adventure I like to get on.
Yeah, it sounds like back when I was drinking. We don't want to do that.
Over 1,000 days sober.
Yeah, 1,036.
Congratulations. Thanks. That's amazing. Hey. Not the only coolest thing happening in your life. Dr. Ashley McBride in the house because she's officially a doctor of music.
Yeah, doctorate of music.
That's Marcus so cool.
It's so cool. And my father was a physician, and he always wanted me to be a doctor. And, of course, I was like, no, I'm going to play country music.
I'm a rebel. Yeah.
And now he gets to see me become Dr. McBride.
Dude, I could cry.
Without getting exactly what he wanted, which is even better. I'm still that kid.
See, that's why I'm a girl. I love that.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
We have a doctor in our presence, and I don't think that's happened.
I know. I feel like I'm supposed to have better posture if I'm a doctor.
Yeah, you should stand up straight.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened all weekend, Ashley.
You might be the only doctor in country music.
Maybe.
That's kind of cool.
Surely Dolly Parton has a doctorate.
Yes.
George Strait, I would imagine, has
two
a doctorate.
Two doctorates.
Oh, wow. Really?
She paid for them.
Welcome to Dolly
and they're very
trivia.
Prominent.
What are they?
I'm like, how many siblings does Dolly Parton
have? Keep it clean for the Camel Nation. This man right here picked up on it. He got it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Sorry, we're just having fun.
What else is going on in your life other than becoming a doctor?
New music.
Love that. Tell
us all about it. It's time. It's time. So the guys and I have been getting together at my house in the garage. You bring your instrument, you bring your amplifier, bring your
old
microphone.
Old school jam sessions.
Oh, it's been great.
When is it coming? When can we expect it?
We just sent one off to mix yesterday. I don't even think I'm supposed to say that, but I said it a while ago, and I was like, I'm going to say it again.
I like
so
that.
So we should be able to get that out. Once it's mixed and mastered, it's, you know, it's a breeze, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
I don't either. You're the doctor.
I just write songs and sing them.
You have to know that now because you're a doctor.
That's right.
You have to know all the things.
I'll learn.
Doctor,
learn the process.
Doctor.
We're going to learn. So you still work out. You're still boxing.
Still working out. Still boxing.
On tour. Did you get a workout in today? Because it was hot when you pulled in today.
It was hot, but we have some free weights inside the bus where you can do lightweight, high reps.
Love that.
That way you don't break too much of a sweat.
See, I'm glad that we're having this conversation because I got ridiculed last week because I was like, I'm going to bring my stationary bike with me so that I can work out. And everybody's like, you're being so bougie. And
we carry
like,
boxing.
No.
We carry a boxing rig.
Thank you.
It's not anything fancy. It's a bag and you
normal,
hit it.
It's normal, guys.
Yeah.
It's normal.
That's
and
right.
I love that.
And we hit bags, not people.
You can normalize working out.
Sometimes.
I mean, that's why I'm doing it.
You can normalize working out at Country Thunder, which is fine because Lord knows your body is going through
a lot.
Hydrate.
You're putting
hydrate,
a lot of stuff
hydrate.
Into it, so you yes. got to work it all out. My whole thing was, I don't work out on vacation. I work that's out true. To go on vacation.
Yeah, but there's some guys vacation, in the band actually? That would say working out, that's Monday through Friday stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. But we're working.
Monday through Thursday night.
Monday
I'm
through
like,
Thursday.
Well, it's either that or I'm going to find trouble. So
yeah, exactly.
I think I'll lift things.
See?
Well, you look great.
Thanks.
Looking forward to hearing you on stage, man.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Let's go.
Everybody, Ashley McBride.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Day after the thunder. How you feeling, Cheyenne?
I am feeling out of body.
Oh.
Like, I really just, like, my body is here.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm here. I'm present. I'm here. But also, I don't feel here.
Oh.
I think I left a part of my soul in my bed.
In
like,
the
there's
desert?
A part of me at home right now in my blankets.
Well, tell yourself that's at home right now to cuddle up and enjoy it.
I can feel it. In fact, that part of me is wrapping the blankets really tight right now.
I love that for you.
I do too.
Because my other self is right friggin' here.
How are you doing?
Struggling. Struggle bus.
I saw you rubbing your eyes just a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that for show. Because there's so much garbage in my eyes still.
Yeah, I've had to put, like, I lived on allergy drops and tablets and Benadryl over the weekend.
Oof.
It was rough. Yesterday I had to take a Benadryl at 9 a.m. Do you know what happens when you take a Benadryl at 9 a.m.?
Does it make you snoozy?
I slept for another 2.5 hours. That's what happened.
It was totally worth it, though. It was totally worth it.
100%.
One of my favorite moments was Hardy coming up to talk to us on our little broadcast area.
Mm-hmm.
And a girl stuck her arm out in front of him and said, "Sign it. I'm going to get it tattooed."
And he did, and she did.
I was like, wow. Wow.
Good for her.
That is a serious move.
Yeah.
And if you're an artist and somebody does that, you can't say no.
No.
You cannot say no.
That's like your the biggest way of being like, all right, bet.
Yeah,
do
exactly.
It. Do so it.
She did it and she got it tattooed on site,
mm-hmm.
came back the next day, showed it to us, and it was sick.
Yeah. I love that. It was so
shout
great.
Out to that girl for making Hardy's night, I'm sure. And we got a chance to hang out with him and talk to him. Of course, we're giving you everything Country Thunder 2025 that you may have missed or you experienced. We're reliving it right now.
Together.
Hardy's next. So keep it right here on Camel.
Everybody, put your hands together for Hardy.
What's up?
They're so excited for you right now.
I'm excited. It's my first show in 6 months, man. This is crazy.
Well, you had a busy last 6 months.
Yeah, somewhat.
The last time we saw you was at Camel's Beers with Friends back in November.
Yeah.
That was your last show of the year.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now we're kicking it off back in Phoenix.
Yeah, come on.
Safe to say that Phoenix is your favorite.
I love Phoenix, man. No, seriously, it's amazing.
I love that. That's awesome. Well, welcome back.
Happy to
first
be back.
First and foremost. Second of all, congratulations on becoming a dad.
Thank you very much.
Is it not the best time of your life?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Tell me all about it.
I was leaving this morning. She's 5 weeks. She's finally kind of starting to follow you around in the room and, like, smile and stuff. She did a lot of that this morning, so it was hard to leave.
I bet it was.
Happy to be here.
My oldest is 14, and it's still hard to leave. I was getting ready to leave, and he was like, "But Mom," I'm like, "Get out of here, bro. Go do puberty somewhere else. I can't have it.
My kid is 7, and I want to leave all the time.
I'm sure I'll get there eventually.
It'll get there eventually. Yeah. Have you been peed on yet?
Peed on?
Yeah.
I've been everything on, dude.
Thrown up,
all of it, dude.
And you guys, your wife went like a week overdue, week and a half.
10 days.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And you guys were doing all the things to get her into labor.
She labored for 18 hours.
She's a champ.
It was crazy.
That's wild. Well, she was beautiful. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
This is your first show of the year. We got a lot of exciting things planned.
I heard there was something in your show tonight that we haven't had at Country Thunder yet. In the way of fire.
Oh, no fire yet?
No, we haven't had any fire yet.
You're bringing the heat, Hardy. You're bringing the heat.
We're bringing the fire tonight for sure, dude. The fire is happening.
I love that. Have you been doing anything special in your off time? You've taken the last 6 months off, of course, getting ready to be a dad, the baby, all the things.
Just a lot of that. Yeah.
Love that.
Working on a lot of new music. So a lot of that was during the winter. I hunted a lot.
Did you get anything?
I killed 2 bucks this year. I was stoked.
Nice. Where'd you get them at?
I killed one in Tennessee. I killed a big 6-point in Tennessee.
That's awesome.
And then I killed a buck in Mississippi in my hometown.
How many points?
8, actually.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, you know.
Nice. I'm impressed.
You're going to Europe pretty soon.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim Bob, tell us about that.
Jim Bob goes to Europe. Man, I'm really excited. I've never been. I went when I was like a young kid for like a week, but I've never like toured ever. Surprisingly, never been to the UK or anything.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So
wow, that's crazy.
So I'm really excited. We actually have a headliner show in Amsterdam, of all places, which is cool. Like, I know that the UK can kind of translate with the US, and, like, there's a lot of fans over there, like there is in Canada and maybe Australia. But then, like, once you kind of venture out from the UK, it gets a little weird. And, like, we have a headline show in Amsterdam, so I'm really excited about that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
That's all. Are you going to take the family?
Yeah, they're coming.
She's going to grow up being able to say, tell her friends, I tour the world.
Yeah, maybe
I wasn't even 6 months and I was everywhere.
You know, super cool. World traveler.
I love that. There's a lot of people here who came to see you. I met some gals earlier who traveled from the UK to see you here tonight.
Oh, no way, dude.
They traveled 5,000 miles.
That is very cool.
I can't see them, but I know that they are here.
That's
so
amazing.
Your fan base is huge. They love you. I'm sure they can't wait for your new music because I know that I can't. And we're excited for your show.
I'm excited. You guys ready to party tonight or what? Let's go.
Let's go. It was a hot one. 2025 Country Thunder.
I would say.
Unseasonably spicy.
Yeah, I would say in the last. My first Country Thunder was the one right after COVID. It was an October one.
Yeah.
That, so from there to here, this was our hottest Country Thunder in the last 5 years.
I just wanted to salute those who raw dogged it and went just straight tent.
I know. Y'all are real ones.
You're a different breed of human being. You're way better than me.
I could not. I could not.
Not to sound too much like a wimpimus maximus, but tents give me allergies. I look at a tent and I break out in hives.
I want to laugh so hard at that, but I don't have anything.
No matter
in my
what
throat.
Tent it is, I could go to REI or one of those like outdoorsman stores, Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's. Or outdoorsman sports sportsman. See, I don't even know. That's how allergic I am to the whole thing.
It could be a passel of tents.
Jim could walk over to me and be like, "Hey, y'all, what you looking for?" And I would be like, "Oh, give me the hell out of here." Jim would be like, "This is our top of the line tent. 5 people fit in here. It's cushioned on the bottom. It's waterproof." I'd be like, "Get me out of here, Jim."
It even has multiple rooms. No. I actually grew up tent camping, so it's really not that bad. But if you're up in the woods, not if you're in the middle of the desert,
all I feel
100
is
degrees.
Sweat and mosquitoes. That's it.
Yeah.
Something buzzing.
I can't do buzzing.
While you're sweating?
No.
Oh, that's Abe's favorite thing to do.
Is sweat?
Camping.
I mean, look at me. I am a camper.
I mean, look at me. Would you look at me? Speaking of outdoorsmen, Riley Green is the outdoorsman's doorsman.
Yeah, out of all of the acts, period, from Country Thunder, he is the guy.
If there was a zombie apocalypse, I'd be like, I'm taking Riley Green with me.
Yeah, he will save me.
If anything, he's a lot to chew on.
No, he's not.
I'd be like, here, he's a beefy hunk.
I mean, but he's very, it is very lean muscle, but there's like not a lot to him.
Well, it would take zombies a lot to work through. That's what I'm saying.
Their jaw muscles would get too tired.
I would kick him right out of the car. I'd be like, here, zombie, take Riley.
He's got good protein in his muscles.
Where did we go?
I don't know.
So long story short, we got to chat with Riley Green, not about zombies or camping or anything like that.
Or feeding him to zombies.
But again, shout out to those that were just raw dog camping in a tent. Man, you are a different breed and we appreciate you. So we talked to Riley Green at Camel Country Thunder and it was amazing. And we're going to play that coming up next.
Nico, Cheyenne, Riley, Country Thunder, let's go, 2025.
Welcome back.
Appreciate it.
It's been a couple of years.
Yes, yeah. I look forward to this one.
Yeah, why the difference?
Well, it's just fun.
Oh, you mean this show in general?
Yeah, in general, this show.
I thought you were comparing the last one to this
one. No, the last one was fun.
It was a good time. Yeah. It was very fun. I actually think this year is cooler than it was the last time that you're here. Oh, that's cool. A lie. It's always hot here. Yeah. I'm joking.
It feels nice out now.
It does now.
Do you feel in your comfort zone in the desert? Because obviously you are the duck, ma'am.
Maybe not specifically the desert, but like out here, yeah, because it's very rural. You know,
it
like,
is,
it's
right?
Not like back home. It's just really, it's a lot of country.
I love that.
I like the country.
We thought, hey, where better to throw a country music festival? In the middle desert, of Arizona.
In the beginning of summertime. It was a move that we made.
But it's just now starting to get summer, so like it's going to be great.
It's going to be beautiful. And Country Thunder Arizona is the kickoff for Country Thunder. We start their season here, so.
And I'm we,
and you're
start.
Kicking it off as the headliner. Look at you, Riley.
They start their season here.
They do. I have a question for you about the song that you've been teasing for a while now.
Which one?
The
the one.
The one. The one. Can you tell us about it? When is it dropping? Give us all the details.
Okay, well, I've been teasing a song called Make It Rain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when it's going to come out. We recorded it, so it could come out tomorrow. It could come out in 6 months. Who knows?
Riley Green.
Whenever you want me to put it out.
Can we have him sing it right now? No.
No, don't do that. I would just like to know when you want to put it out.
As soon as possible. I always like to play new songs at shows, so I guess that's called teasing songs. I just like to play them.
You've got a good tease going on.
Yeah, I think
so. The people are ready, Riley.
They're ready, then we'll just put it out.
I love that.
I would also like to point out the fact that with every country music artist, they move to another echelon where their name becomes synonymous. So their first name, you just throw out a first name, ready? Toby.
Keith.
Morgan.
Wallen.
Riley.
Green.
There's only one. Where yeah. What else you got?
That's it.
I don't have a lot of competition.
You're the guy.
That's what I'm saying.
You're the guy.
You've entered the next level.
Well, it was tough because that's not my real name. That's my stage name.
Ah, shoot. Tell that.
My real name is Guard Straight.
It's not.
I knew I was going to have a hard time with that, so I changed it.
It's not.
Guard Straight. Green.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's definitely not that.
No, but you definitely made it to
an. I wouldn't lie in an interview.
Why would we do that? That's silly.
Where obviously, you know, they're starting to get whoa. Things
are fine.
Things are coming apart. I love it. Too many eyes on us right now. So Riley, how's it feel, man? There's gonna be a ton of people screaming for you tonight, closing out Country Thunder, kicking it off the right way. We appreciate you coming out.
It's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to the show.
The ladies are ready. They're around clamoring for you. Is that weird?
When you said the word clamoring, it sounded weird.
Yearning?
Yeah, whatever.
Sweating?
It's weird. Yeah, no, it's great.
They really like you, Riley.
I just like the people who show up to the shows. You know, this is going to be fun.
They're showing up.
People showed up.
They're out there. They're pouring in.
They're getting tuned up.
We're excited.
Can we talk about the Daytona real quick?
Yeah.
I like to do watch talk with country music artists.
This is when I tune out.
This is when Cheyenne says goodbye.
It's rarely ever right.
Can we talk about the brand new, because that's the brand new model with the black bezel.
Yeah, maybe.
Why do you know that?
Because I like to look at things that I can't afford.
But at least you get to see it in person.
Style. I appreciate that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Luke Bryan gave me this.
Oh, wait.
That's cool.
I can't afford it either.
You can't afford it either. We did. We just saw Luke a couple months ago and we had watch talk.
I was wearing a Timex before I met him.
Wow.
So that's a nice watch?
Better buddies with Luke Bryan. And also, Riley Green, I think you're amazing.
Yeah, I'll get y'all a bracelet or something.
We'll get something on the wrist.
That sounds great.
All right. Well, ostrich boots. Let's go.
Yeah, Luke gave me those, too. I'm just kidding. These are mine. I like ostriches. Comfortable. I like those.
Riley's fit, provided by Luke Bryan.
Yeah, it's all free.
It is the move. When I got my boots, they were like, no, those are not it.
Those look great.
Thank you.
Both of y'all's boots are very dusty and great.
Thank you. This is what Country Thunder looks like from the knee down. Yeah. Very dusty.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank y'all.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Riley Green, everybody. Let's go.
Nothing's bringing me down, baby.
Yeah. My spirits are high. Probably doesn't sound like
it's only up from here.
It really is. It's the bottom of the road right here.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Camel Nation, number one, thank you for being so awesome. You guys were out in full force showing us so much love. You could have gone on and did your Country Thunder thing and forgotten completely about us after we hooked you up.
Could have.
But you did not.
No.
You came out in full force and we love you for
it. We had so many Instagram tags and took so many pictures and it was so nice to just see everybody. It was pleasant.
That's definitely my favorite part. Number two is the music.
Oh.
The The music was insane this year. Number three favorite part was waving goodbye.
Yep.
And no, partying in the campsites. That was fun, too.
That was a good time. I mean, honestly, overall, the entire weekend was just top-notch. It was top-tier energy, and I'm here for it.
Absolutely.
You want to know what else I'm here for?
What's that?
This being the last time I talk for the rest of the day.
Hey.
I look forward to a nap.
Well, definitely want to say thank you. You guys made Country Thunder another successful concert festival. And we look forward to 2026.
Yeah,
put together your dream headliner list or dream performers. And we'll talk about it tomorrow.
I think that's a great idea.
2026.
All right.
We'll see if we can do it. All right. Camel Nation, it's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
Have a great day. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.